بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is the text of the speech delivered on June the 28th, 2022, by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the head of the judiciary branch and a number of the top officials and employees of the judiciary. Sometimes in some places, whether they are in the judiciary, the executive branch, or elsewhere, there are some structures that naturally bring corruption. Those structures must be eliminated. Look for those structures, find them, and get rid of them. This is the second point. The third recommendation is about strengthening judicial knowledge. Judicial knowledge needs to be increased. Some of these rulings are either weak or distorted. Sometimes by chance, according to a report or something. We have heard of certain rulings like this. If you look at these, some of these rulings are very weak. For example, the 10 arguments that a judge presents for making a decision. At times, most of the arguments that have been presented are flawed and weak.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Arguments must be convincing. They must be strong. Even in the prosecutor's office, not just in the courts, the reasons presented by the prosecutor in an indictment must be convincing reasons, and he should be able to defend these reasons. This does not mean that whatever the prosecutor says will automatically be accepted, but his reasons must be logical and defensible. In the case of the judge and the court, this is much more important. This is what I wanted to say about the topic of having enough scientific judicial knowledge, both with regard to cases and about decrees. So, it is necessary for judicial knowledge to increase. The fourth issue is the issue of encouragement and punishment within the judiciary. We've already talked about punitive and corrective measures. They, judges, staff, should be encouraged too. You see, there truly are some, one can see this, although we are informed from far, and we know that they truly struggle, they really work in some cases, they even take their breaks to look into legal matters. Well, these examples should be identified, and such cases should be encouraged with all kinds of encouragements. When I say encouragement, this does not just mean monetary encouragement. There is encouragement for the person's reputation. There is encouragement for introducing these people and other such encouragements. These people should be encouraged, and this is the next point.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.